From Dorothy, it's April 5, 2026, 2 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran, threatening military strikes on energy infrastructure. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Iran. He threatens severe military strikes on the country's energy infrastructure and bridges if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The threat came via social media on Sunday shortly after the confirmed rescue of a U.S. aviator whose aircraft was shot down over Iranian airspace. In a series of posts, the president warned that time is running out. He stated that if Iran fails to comply by Tuesday, the United States will target power plants and bridges. The White House and U.S. military officials have confirmed the aviator's safe return. This development has emboldened the president to issue more aggressive rhetoric regarding the critical waterway through which approximately 20% of global oil shipments pass. The ultimatum has drawn sharp reactions from U.S. politicians across the political spectrum.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting Attorney General. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. This ends her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. Trump named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, his former personal defense attorney during his hush money trial in New York, to serve as acting Attorney General. Sources indicate the decision followed mounting frustration with her handling of politically sensitive matters. The handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigative files has been a central point of contention. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of the documents related to the convicted sex offender. Todd Blanche assumed the acting role immediately following Bondi's departure.
U.S. Special Operations Forces rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iran. U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace on Friday. President Donald Trump announced the operation concluded early Sunday. The rescue of the second airman followed the successful extraction of the pilot earlier in the week. Both crew members were safely extracted from deep inside Iranian territory and returned to U.S. control. President Trump characterized the dual rescue as an Easter miracle. The incident occurred 5 weeks into the war, which began with coordinated strikes by U.S. and Israeli forces against Iranian infrastructure. The downing of the F-15E represents the first time in over 20 years that an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire. During the rescue efforts for the F-15E crew, U.S. helicopters were targeted by Iranian fire while attempting to extract the personnel. A Black Hawk and a second search and rescue helicopter were struck but managed to return safely.
The Pentagon confirms the downing of two U.S. combat aircraft in separate incidents represents a significant escalation. The downing of the F-15E was followed by a second incident in which an A-10 Thunderbolt known as the Warthog was also struck by Iranian fire. Additionally, two U.S. Black Hawk helicopters were hit during the search and rescue mission but managed to return to base without sustaining critical damage. The Pentagon confirmed that the downing of two U.S. combat aircraft in separate incidents represents a significant escalation. Iranian state media reported the downing of the jet and released images purportedly showing wreckage. Tehran has called on its public to assist in locating the missing airman, offering a $60,000 bounty for his capture. The rescue operation involved significant international cooperation. Israeli intelligence provided assistance to U.S. forces during the mission, according to a Reuters report citing officials who spoke on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of ongoing military operations. The downing of the jet occurred shortly after President Trump had publicly asserted that U.S. military capabilities were completely decimated.
Israeli intelligence reportedly assisted in the successful extraction of both airmen from Iranian airspace. The rescue of the second airman brings the total number of U.S. personnel recovered from the incident to two. President Trump described the mission as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history, confirming that all forces involved were safe and had exited Iranian airspace. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict between the United States and Iran following extensive U.S. spying and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The aircraft was carrying a pilot and a weapons systems officer, both of whom ejected before the jet crashed. While one crew member was rescued near the crash site on Friday, the second remained missing as Iranian state media released images of the wreckage. The involvement highlights the close coordination between Washington and Tel Aviv. According to U.S. officials, an A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft was also struck by Iranian fire on Friday while operating in the region, though its crew was safely recovered. The incident represents a significant escalation in the war.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cm.mm.sh.